Eric, I wanted to ask you that, you know, Kevin and I have been talking about things that the same thing everybody's been talking about, frankly, moves the team may make or may not make. Is there a sense around the Blue Jays right now that something, and you've been around enough, you know that teams know when something's going to happen. Do you get a sense in that clubhouse that guys are sort of expecting a move?
You know, I haven't been around the clubhouse for a few days now.
Right.
You know, I just got back, but I think with the injuries, I think before it was kind of like, well, we might make a move. But now with the last 2 weeks of injuries, I think it's something that is like, well, you know, do we need to make a move now? And I think, you know, with losing too, I think that comes along with it too. You know, you kind of start to try to rally behind each other, and you don't try to look other places for help. But when someone keeps going down every other day, you're looking to the minor leagues for help, or you know, you're thinking maybe there might be a trade.
Mm-hmm. Kratzy, let me ask you real quick, since you haven't been here lately, but you were here early on in the season, what's been the difference with the pitching staff from now until early on in, say, April? What's been the difference?
I think April, in just in general, mm-hmm. I think, you know, being aggressive in the zone is where the guys have been successful. Mm-hmm. I think early on there, you know, I don't know what goes on in pitchers' heads. I don't think anybody does, but I think it's, you know, you're coming out of spring training. Some of the guys were trying to win jobs out of camp. You know, so there may have been some pressure out of camp, but you know, the aggressiveness in the zone, throwing strikes, getting ahead, sound like generic answers, mm-hmm. but it really is it's what has been the success that they've had in May and June and in July here for a little bit that we didn't really have in April. We didn't have that consistency in April.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Eric Kratz joins us on Baseball Central. When you were down in Buffalo, you caught Aaron Sanchez a couple of times. I know we had Aaron on, and Aaron was talking about the work you'd done with him, and Eric was saying, or Aaron was saying, you know what, I'm on a pitch count here, I'm being monitored. He said it was really good to have someone not only tell me, hey, try to pitch to contact, try to get some outs, but a guy that actually gave me some ideas about how to do it. What do you think of Aaron? And you know, you've caught him a couple of times. What's the future like for him?
I think he'll be pretty good. Throws the ball pretty hard. Mm-hmm. He's unbelievable. He is his just natural ability. You know, I don't know how far he's come. I don't know what he looked like before, but the first start I caught him, I think he went like 3 2/3 innings, and you know, afterwards we kind of talked about. He's like, well, I only had 90 pitches. I said, well, 90 pitches and 3 2/3 is not what we're looking for. I said, you know, do you think, and I kind of had the same conversation with Stroman when he was down in the minor leagues. I said, if you split each lineup that you face into thirds, you know, three guys down there have no chance of getting a hit against him. Three guys may have a chance, but if he makes his pitches, most of the time he'll get them out. And then three guys who will be veteran guys will be, you know, veteran guys in the big, you know, from the big leagues or guys that will soon be in the big leagues, prospects, I said, that are going to give him a hard time. And we just kind of talked about that you got to recognize those guys when you look at the lineup and attack them that way and attack them in a sense of, hey, you know what, those three guys that have no shot against me, I'm not using more than 9 pitches each time through the order for all three of those guys combined.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think it was something that, especially for a prospect, somebody that's, you know, constantly working on stuff, constantly tweaking mechanics, constantly, you know, well, is this good enough? Hopefully I could instill in him that his stuff is good enough and it's okay to just get out, because you're in AAA right now, and if you're, you know, if they need somebody on the big league team to step up, why can't you be the guy? You know, but you can't be the guy if you're not throwing strikes, because they can't call somebody up that's going to throw an inning and use 35 pitches.
Mm-hmm. When you were sent down to the minors, I spoke to people at the team. You know what John Gibbons thinks of you. You know what a lot of the players in his team think of you. I mean, there were people in the organization who just shrugged and said, it's up to me. This decision doesn't happen. All I've seen from you is you go down to AAA, you have some good games, you catch these prospects, you come up, you play here, you go down, you catch some prospects, have some good games. Eric, you don't ever seem to complain about much. Is that your makeup, or because honestly, a lot of guys would have been really pissed off to go down, especially this last time.
Well, you know, everybody wants to be in the big leagues. Bart can tell you that. Mm-hmm. I mean, he wanted to be in the big leagues all the years he was in the minor leagues. And it doesn't mean that if you get sent down that you're a worse player. And to be honest, you know what? I bet if I was hitting 300 with 10 jacks and 40 RBIs, I'm sure they probably wouldn't have found a place for me in the minor leagues. You know, mm-hmm. I think they would have figured out another way. But I think my value to the team is what, you know, what I can do behind the plate every day and you know, add some pop off the bench. But it was something that there were some injuries this last time, and you know, they decided to go a different way. I think if I didn't have my option, I think it could have been a different decision. I know it would have been a different decision, but mm-hmm. it's something that, you know, you ask, is that my makeup? My opinion is I get to play a game, and I get to get paid to play a game. And am I going to sit there and say, hey, you know what, I don't want to be in the minor leagues? Absolutely. I'd be lying to you if I said, oh, man, I can't wait to go down to Buffalo. but it's something that is what it is this year, you know, and this is my last option. And who knows what will happen next year. But right now that's behind me, and hopefully I can stay up the rest of the year. But who knows what tomorrow holds, too.
Mm-hmm. Kratzy, let me ask you about a guy that I played against, a guy that you played with, obviously, in Buffalo, and Dan Johnson. I'm a huge fan just in the fact of him being a professional hitter, him knowing how to come off a bench and how to play multiple positions. Tell me what you think he's going to bring to this team in the future.
I mean, just that his ability to he can play first, he can play third. He's got a great knuckleball. He's another example. You know what you were just talking about, and guys that, you know, how can this guy get sent down? I mean, I bet he's had 250 plus minor league home runs. But he's also got about 60 big league homers and some big ones too. And if we're going to make a run as a team here to, you know, to the NL East this year, we have to continue to hit. And I think he is going to add a ton to our lineup from the left side of the plate that we're losing with Lind. I mean, you can't replace a guy like Adam Lind, but I think Dan has the ability to, in the sense of he can walk. He doesn't strike out a ton. He walks just as much as he strikes out. He's got ability to work the count and drive the ball out of the yard. I mean, that's been shown at the big league level by him and at the minor league level.
Mm-hmm. Eric Kratz joins us in Baseball Central. Eric, while we have you in the line, I got to ask you this. We're going to play a commercial that you did while you were with the Phillies.
Kratz, yeah, I think you lost a bet. That's my guess.
Hang on. We're going to play his commercial. Our radio audience can hear it, obviously hear it on the radio. That's mm-hmm. how it works. And I mean, I'm not a genius when it comes to technology, but generally you can hear it in the radio. The folks watching along on TV are going to get a chance to see Eric Kratz, TV star, right here. Can you guys play the commercial, please?
Hey, you're Eric Kratz, the catcher for Philadelphia, right?
Yes, I am. And you're a turkey dressed as a pig.
I ain't no turkey.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I don't think so.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm... Okay, maybe I'm a turkey.
Godshall's Turkey Bacon. We just might fool you.
Jump out of the minors and into major league flavor with Godshall's Turkey Bacon.
There you go. I've been dying to play that.
All year he's been waiting for that.
How did that come about?
It's actually my dad's company.
There you go.
And his partner, who, you know, they're half owners of the company, and his partner was the one that actually approached my dad about it after the 2012 season, and was like, "Hey, you know what, my stock in Philly, being a hometown Philly guy, was high," and he's like, "Hey, we've never done any commercials. Let's look into it. Would Eric be willing to do a couple commercials?" And that's actually one of three commercials, but that's the one that's kind of gotten the most.
All right. I'm going to try to find
the most pub.
I'm going to try to find the other two. We'll have you on again. We'll play the other two. We'll ask people to grade it. Eric, listen, I appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much. It's really great to see you back in the majors. It's where you belong. And again, thanks very much for doing
this. Yeah, good luck, Kratzy.
Thank you very much, guys.